So coming up, we've talked about physical well-being, Rock.
Yes.
Now, mental well-being.
Spiritual well-being, if you want.
With a woman who worked with the Maharishi Yogi.
This is a guy who hung out with the Beatles and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Meditation.
He basically, if you believe it, he's kind of responsible for, you know, a lot of people meditate now.
Yeah.
And it's kind of over the course of years, and that started as a hippie thing back in the 60s. Now, supposedly, this guy started all that. And the Beatles were kind of early adapters.
Okay.
So we shall talk to her about
it. But he was a little bit, was he a fraud or was he the real deal?
I also heard he was a little bit of a scumbag, but it depends if you believe the Beatles or not. That's, and I do. It's after the news. Right now. News Radio 700 WLW. Getting in touch with your inner self. Rocky Boyman, you need it.
I've done some meditation. I used to do, like, back when I played, you know what I mean? More like visualization. I don't know if it was so much meditation, but I dig that stuff. I think there's some value there. But maybe we should have our guest do it, Dr. Susan Shums, when she joins us on the show. Doctor, you've written a book about the Maharishi. Explain to those out there listening, who exactly was this person?
Maharishi Mahesh Yogi was the most famous guru who ever visited the United States. In 1959, when he arrived on the shores of America, there was no meditation, there was no mantra, there was no yoga. None of these terms even existed in the West. Within 10 years, he made these into household words.
And why is it that it took until 1959, Doctor, for that to happen in the United States? Why was the Maharishi the one to introduce it here?
You know, that's really an interesting question. The thing is that in the West, people were just ensconced in Christianity and in the values of Christianity, and they really were not open to Eastern wisdom, Eastern philosophy. It wasn't until Maharishi Mahesh Yogi charmed the Beatles, and then the Beatles made it into such a popular worldwide, shall we say, technique, meditation, transcendental meditation.
Doctor, and talk about that instance for people who aren't old enough to remember that. And I don't think you, I don't think you're old enough to have been there, but it's a very famous incident. It was some of the Beach Boys, it was all of the Beatles, and I believe Mia Farrow was there and some other people, right?
That's correct. It was the Beatles, Donovan. Paul Horn, Mia Farrow, and her sister, Dear Prudence Farrow, and Mike Love of the Beach Boys also attended this teacher training class in February of 1968 in Rishikesh, India.
And what went wrong there? Because that's kind of a fame. I'm a big Beatles buff, and there are a lot of various stories about why the Beatles left there. What do you know about that? Because one of the things that I read was that the Maharishi was trying to milk them for a little cash.
Yes, that was one of the scenarios. There were three main reasons why the Beatles left India. One had to do with a film deal that went south, where Maharishi had promised the exclusive rights to the Beatles and Apple Corps to make a movie about him and his organization and his guru. But unfortunately, he had also promised the same rights to someone else. In fact, there was a signed contract that gave exclusive rights to 4-Star Productions in Los Angeles to film Maharishi for the next 5 years. And that film crew arrived in Rishikesh, and all of a sudden, one morning, John Lennon opened the door to his bungalow, and what did he see in front of him was a director and a cameraman, and the director yelling, "Action!" And he's, John Lennon's bleary-eyed, he's bedheaded. You know, now he has to star in, he has to be a two-bit player in someone else's film. So he and George were infuriated, and they would not leave their bungalow. There was cameras and lights in the lecture hall. It was all set up for the filming, but they refused to go there. They just stayed in their bungalow. So that was reasons, and there were also two other reasons. One had to do with an apparent pass that Maharishi had made.
Heard that.
With one of the women who was on the course, her name was Roslyn. It had nothing to do with Mia Farrow, by the way. The prevailing idea is that Mia Farrow and Maharishi had, well, Maharishi had made a pass at Mia Farrow, but the reality is Mia Farrow had left a month before John and George left the ashram, so it had nothing to do with her. And then the third reason didn't come out until 2006, when George Harrison asked Deepak Chopra if he could have a meeting with Maharishi, who was at the time living in Vlodrop, Holland. And Deepak set it up, and so they arrive at the meeting. George gives Maharishi some flowers. There's silence. And then all of a sudden, George says, "I came here to apologize, Maharishi." And Maharishi said, "For what?" And George said, "You know why. You know what it was for." And so Maharishi said to George, "Tell Deepak the story." And George Harrison told Deepak in front of Maharishi that when they were in the ashram, some people in their party, the Beatles party, had been drinking alcohol and taking drugs, and that was definitely not allowed in the ashram.
See, that's shocking to me that the Beatles were doing acid and drinking.
At a
mountaintop in India. Shocking
isn't
to me.
Isn't that shocking? Yeah. So Maharishi apparently asked them to leave because of their behavior at the ashram.
Interesting. So you know, look, there's throughout history here in America, there's been, you know, the televangelists, and they kind of put this facade on. They're all holy. They're all in touch. But behind the scenes, they're corrupt. They're cheating. They're doing all this. In your research, Doc, is the Maharishi the real deal, or is he have a sordid past, or is he a shady character? What's your, I guess, well, through all your findings, what's your opinion?
Your experience with him? You worked with him for how long?
I lived in his ashram for 22 years, and I was on his personal staff for 6 of those years. And all that I ever saw him do was work tirelessly to teach people meditation, to teach as many people as possible meditation. In fact, he trained 40,000 teachers, and 6 million people learned transcendental meditation as a result. So he was tireless. He was obsessive about getting his word out and teaching meditation to everyone. He was also a human being. He was not a god. He was a human being. So, you know, he acted like a human being, not a god.
And with that, Dr. Susan Shumsky, we will let you go. Your website again is?
DrSusan.org, that's DrSusan.org, and the book is Maharishi and Me, Seeking Enlightenment with the Beatles Guru.
Very cool. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
So, yeah, is that shocking to you that the Beatles and Donovan,
right,
were in an ashram on a mountaintop in India, and somebody did drugs?
Yeah, shocking, of course. But I guess the Maharishi was like, look, you're supposed to be getting your inspiration through these natural means, like meditation and whatnot, not the drugs and stuff, right? I assume that was what he was pissed about.
Well, yeah, but also she kind of skeeved over the whole, he apparently held him up for money, he hit him up for money, and he did hit on one of the women. That's a fact.
Was it Yoko?
That was before Yoko.
Oh, a better time. Yes.
That was the famous thing where they got on a train and to go to the airport to leave London to go there, and Cynthia Lennon was going, "They left without me." Yeah, there's a famous picture of her like crying while they pulled away. John's like, "Meh,
sorry."
But that is a cool little history fact there, too, that she said. That is indeed where they wrote the White Album.
In India.
A great deal of it, yes.
That's cool.
Jason, makes me want to go live in an ashram.
Go to the ends of the earth for inspiration, huh?
If all of a sudden I would get very talented like that, I would do that.
Hey, maybe you guys should do a remote from there, perhaps.
Oh, man.
Get that set up, right?
Only if we can do LSD and shrink.
I have Maharishi in heaven, man.
That's right. I'll be, you know what, we don't have to go to his place. I'm sure there's somebody over there going, "Oh yeah, come on in."